Welcome to another episode on the SEO for Medical Practices podcast, brought to you by our gold sponsor, Dr. Genius. Dr. Genius, the leader in new patient acquisitions, offers high-end web marketing services to healthcare professionals throughout the United States. Michelle, an SEO and digital marketing genius, founded this platform out of his passion for digital marketing and technology. Today, we will be speaking with one of the finest experts in the field. Tune in and enjoy this week's episode.
Hello, doctors and medical practice owners. Welcome to another episode on this podcast show. My name is Michelle, your host and also the founder of this platform. Today, I have a founder, the founder of Merchant. Merchant is a company that provides marketing, softwares and services. And his name is Justin Silverman. Hi, Justin. Welcome to this show. And we are glad to have you. And why don't you take a couple of minutes and introduce yourself to the people who might not know about you?
Hey, yeah, no worries. Thanks so much for having me. A little bit of background on myself is I've been in the marketing space for about 5 years, and I run a marketing software and services business based out of Santa Monica, California, called Merchant. And my main goal and the business's goal is to really help small business owners find better ways to market themselves so that they don't need to spend so much money on ads or other more expensive ways to grow their business or practices. And my passion is helping small business owners, so everything that I do is really in that vein.
All right, awesome. So today's first question to you, could you please explain to us the difference between website SEO and local SEO, and what do you think doctors should know about this?
That's a really good question, and we get this a lot from people that reach out. And you know, website SEO is what most people are familiar with. It's doing things like getting backlinks to their website and writing blog articles and other things that will help their actual website rank higher in search results, so that when someone goes to Google and they type in dentist near me or chiropractor in Santa Monica or dentist in Atlanta or whatever those keywords might be, website SEO is all about helping their www.blah website show up on that first page. And, you know, it's a very hard way to grow your business, because for website SEO, you're not just competing with the local doctors in your area. You're also competing with websites like Yelp and ZocDoc and other people that are in your industry that have way more established websites than, you know, most practices can build on their own. Whereas local SEO is more to do with working on your online presence so that when someone near you is searching for what you do, your business shows up. And most of the time when we're talking about local SEO, we're talking about your Google business profile or your Facebook page or your Yelp profile. But you know, Google's really where the vast majority of people are looking for medical providers. And so when I think of local SEO for a doctor, I'm really just thinking about their Google business profile, since you want to spend the most effort where people are looking for you. And the great news about local SEO is that it's much easier to manage, because you're not competing with large corporations. You're just competing with, you know, the dental practice owners or whoever is in the same industry to you within your local area. So it's a lot easier just put a little bit of effort into local SEO to really rank in those top three spots on Google, which drives a ton more traffic. So the most important thing to know about the difference between website and local SEO is that local SEO is easier, it's faster to work, and it's really what allows a local business to stand out.
Thank you so much for that explanation. And the other question to you, what do you think the most important marketing tool is for a doctor?
That's a really good question. And again, if I was to just give one piece of advice for a doctor or any medical professional on how they can get more clients or patients into their practice, as far as marketing goes, it would be to optimize their Google business profile. About 90% of people are going to look for a local practitioner near them by just going to Google or opening Google Maps on their phone and typing in, you know, dentist or dental practice or anything that they're looking for. And so if you really just had to pick the most important tool, definitely your Google business profile.
All right, awesome. And I want to ask you, could you tell us the importance of reviews for a doctor? How does it affect the practice growth?
Reviews are extremely important for a couple different reasons. So first, let's talk about the most obvious one, which is that over 85% of people are going to pick a business based on their reviews alone. And so if you have many five-star reviews or your overall rating is a 4.8 or higher, you're very likely to get more calls, which will lead to more clients. And the other thing that happens when you're getting more clicks or calls from your Google Business profile is that Google will notice that people are paying attention to who you are and what you do, which will make them much more likely to show your profile in the future when someone is looking for that same kind of service that you offer. And so by getting many reviews that are positive, it starts this amazing cycle of you getting shown in more search results, which gets you more customers, which gets you more reviews. And once you get that flywheel going, you'll really find that the customers just start to come in regularly.
Yes, that's correct. And my next question to you, how do you see AI changing the way doctors market themselves? What should they know about it?
You know, we're seeing a lot of changes early on with AI in the marketing world. And what we can tell so far is that it just makes it a lot easier to market businesses, which will ultimately result in more affordable marketing services for them to utilize. And so I'd say AI is changing a lot on how content's created and how keywords are researched, strategies are formed. So I'd say keep your eye on this. It's going to change the way they market themselves quite a bit. And what I'm most excited about here is just that with a smaller budget, you'll be able to do a lot more. And so, you know, before, if you wanted to launch a social media campaign and a local SEO campaign and a weekly newsletter, you'd need to spend thousands of dollars a month. Whereas now I see a world where you could probably launch this as a small business for probably in that $1,000 per month range, which, you know, opens the door for small businesses to really have that online presence that is usually reserved for larger enterprises with much larger budgets.
Awesome. And my final question to you, if you had one piece of advice for a doctor on how they can get more clients, what would it be?
You can probably guess what my advice is for this, but basically, if a doctor is looking for a way to get more clients, 100%, I would suggest that they focus on getting more reviews from their patients on Google, and that they optimize their Google profile to include more keywords and do weekly posts and respond to those reviews. And just by really focusing on that Google Business profile, they're going to find that they're naturally getting a bunch more customers. So yeah, definitely manage your Google Business profile and you'll get more clients.
Thank you so much, Justin, for sharing all of this information. And finally, are there any services you provide for doctors? I hope they would like to know about them as well.
Yeah, thanks. So for doctors, we offer a couple different services. The most popular one, though, by far, is our Google Business Profile Management Service, which we call Google Business Pro. And basically, the way that works is a doctor can simply sign up for it and tell us a little bit about their business during a quick onboarding call. And, you know, if they're too busy to do it, then we can even do it with someone else on their team, or we can just read the information on their website. But basically, we'll learn all about their business and find the best way to optimize their Google Business profile. We'll give them tools to use. They'll get more reviews in kind of an automated way. And then we'll do things like post on their Google profile regularly, create custom graphics for their profile, ask and respond to questions, and just do a lot more stuff that'll help their Google profile rank, because we know they're busy. We know they don't have time to really focus on this. And so what's really great about that service is that it's fully hands-off for our partners, and it's delivered amazing results for our existing clients. So yeah, if anyone's interested, feel free to get in touch, and thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Justin. Once again, I sincerely appreciate that you came here today and shared all of this valuable information. And I want to thank all the medical practitioners and practice owners who consistently tune into our podcast. And if you are new to this platform, our primary objective is to create a space where all the doctors and medical practice owners can access truthful and honest information, whether it is marketing, technology, or anything, or any tips that drives practice growth. So that's the ultimate goal of this platform. And thank you so much once again for tuning in today, and until I meet you in the next episode, have a great week ahead. Bye bye.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode, brought to you by our gold sponsor, Dr. Genius, the leader in new patient acquisitions. Do you want to become a speaker on this podcast and educate the professionals in the healthcare industry? Or do you want to become a sponsor and share truthful and insightful information on SEO, digital marketing, and technology for medical practices? Visit our website. It's SEOformedicalpractices.com, SEOformedicalpractices.com, and fill out the contact form. If you enjoy our show, don't forget to review our podcast on iTunes. See you in our next episode.